time to start, so I'll go ahead and start. This is lesson 16, last lesson on Providence. So it's been, as he always says, it's been a real good study. And I, like I said, I think Chuck has spent his life putting this together, and he's done a good job of it. It was enjoyable. For myself, I learned a lot from hearing these things and reading them. Next week, what I'm thinking right now, unless I change my mind, I'll probably go over a review. I think it would be good for us to spend at least one more night, one more lesson on looking at what we've learned, looking the notes over and things. So probably one more week of it, and then we'll change to something else. And I'm not sure what we want to go to yet. I've talked to Tom about it, and I don't know what we want to do. But we'll be looking at some different things. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio or the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. Let's keep the one thing in our minds on this course, God's providence. We ought to stick with us the rest of our life. Providence is just God's providence. Then all the things that he brought to mind in the notes that you have, it has been a very good lesson, and this is a good way to end it with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we have the older children here this evening, I prepared some of the scripture we just heard on what the gospel is, and I'd like to teach that tonight. If the older children aren't here, I probably won't do it. I have the invitation tonight, but I pulled those scriptures out and put them on the slides so that they could see them, and I'd like it, if they're here, we'll teach them what the gospel is, and it's time, especially at the age they are, that they start realizing what God wants you to do to be saved. So I have that in my plans tonight. We'll see if we're able to do that. If not, we'll do it at another time. Any comments? I'm thinking on what we will do in a couple weeks. Another thing we could do is try to get a hold of another course like this. You just took one of the Bible courses that you would have to take if you were getting a certificate from the World Video Bible School. That's what it would have been like. The only thing you didn't do, you would have had to take a midterm exam. You had to take two exams, midterm exam, a final exam, and then you had to write a paper. So with that, you'd get a grade on it. They will let you take these courses and not take the test or have to write a paper called auditing. You just take it like we did. And I might check if there's some way if we could do that, and we could actually get maybe the course on any book we wanted to do and do it as auditing and see how these are. I think this has to be one of the better ones that they have. So, but we could look at some other books. Chuck does do James, the book of James, but I watched it, and they have put that together with American Sign Language, which is good. And I think they should have done it the other way. They put Chuck up in a little inset up in the screen. You only see it, it's about this big. And they have the person sign language so they can read it. So maybe that's the way you would have to do it, sign languaging. But it seemed to me very distracting, him going through the language there. It wouldn't be if you were reading the sign language, but I have no idea what that is. So I'm not sure that would be too good for us on that. We might see if we can get that same thing. That's what I'm thinking. And that's just for those that are able to hear. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Other things, there's several new videos out. Maybe we want to do one of those. One of them they got out, I think would be pretty good. It's 20 lessons for new converts. And I've looked at one or two of them, but those seem pretty good. So I don't know. With us, this was a lot of meat. Maybe we'll want something more difficult than those things. But that's some of the things I'm looking at. And as I go through those, I'll talk to Ernie and and Tom and see what they think and where they want to go on the class in about 2 weeks. I think that'll probably put us at Thanksgiving, won't it, I think, in about a couple weeks. It sure comes up quick. See how much time. We've got some time left. I might look for something new and see if I can find something short. Maybe we can watch something else here. I'll have to go to a different place and see what I can get on that. I can go through these and just, there's the one that's on 40, I think it's 40 days in the wilderness, and I think there's about 40 lessons. I may be off on the number on that. Judgment Day, seven things that will happen. I think that's Don Blackwell, The Church of Your Choice. This is a problem in our country now. We've got a lot of sports betting, especially on like colleges and things. And that was a terrible thing to allow that, in my opinion. Biblical Ages, that's with Don Blackwell, and that's another good one. That's one of the things that a lot of religious people are mixed up on, the Biblical Ages. So that would be a good one. And then the one we're doing with the children, creation, the wonders of creation. Age of Anxiety. Tom and I worked on a podcast today with Jared about anxiety and worry. That'll be on the web probably first part of the year. It'll start, I believe. Okay, let's go look at some other things. Let me go back. Let's see what this is here. It's talking about some new things they've got on the videos.
I want to take just 30 seconds of your time. If you love God and what His Word can do in transforming lives, then the resources of the Woven Bible School are a tool you already utilize. So if you have been encouraged and motivated in your Christian walk, please consider helping this work continue. By the end of this message, there will have been 15 people who started viewing a WBS lesson somewhere in the world. We rely on faithful Christians to help these resources be used. So please give.
Okay, now I know what that's about. That is true. I need to bring that in about every month. They'll say how many lessons, how many people are taking their lessons, and that's from all over the world. So it's amazing the number they have. So they do a lot of good work, a lot of good teaching. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. What I think of on this, you've got people from all over the world that are studying each book of the Bible. When they get done, they'll have a certificate on that. They can go out and teach. And if you've gone through every book in the Bible, you've got some knowledge and teach the Word of God, especially the gospel. I missed this in October, so I'm going to choose this one tonight. We have kids here.
Millions of people around the world get a kick out of watching us.
Jim, do you have any more of the papers?
What's that?
Any more of the papers from?
Yeah, I don't know whether we didn't bring them tonight or did we? Yeah. I'm not sure we got them tonight, but there's some left over, so next week we'll make sure we bring those.
Yeah. I'll miss them.
Okay. Yeah, there's no problem getting that. Anyone else, same way, if you have some papers missing that, you want to get them, we'll put them out next week, and if there's not one there, we can run it off. We've got things we can copy it off of, so make sure you have a complete set. I would do that. Wonders of Creation, the bats. When I think of this, I'll start this a little bit before the kids. I wanted to say something about that. I was thinking, I call them kids, and I can remember being in a course, an education course for becoming a teacher, and one of the profs, and you didn't, all of them wouldn't do this, but very upset if you used the word kids. They are children. Don't use that word. So depends on the prof on that. But I use it with love. We're going to go to bats tonight for the wonders of creation. And what comes to mind with me is the times that a bat has got into my house, or they talk about bats in the attic. They like, if they can get through, that's something you need to know. If you want to keep bats out, you cannot have a crack anyplace. They're like a mouse. They can get in. And probably many of you have had bats in the house before. So that is something. I used to have a whole course on bats. Bats have a lot of good things about them, too. I wasn't allowed to teach that any longer after about the middle 90s. They went to the state tests. There wasn't time to do that anymore. The kids really enjoyed that. They had all kinds of things about bats and decorate the room up. One of the teachers was making fun of it a little bit and put up the bat cave on the room and the things we were doing. So bats are interesting. I think, I don't know whether they'll tell you this here, but bats, we eat hundreds of mosquitoes in a day, certain kinds of bats. So they have good things about them. Thing is, you don't want to, what I learned over the years on that is that you don't want to really touch them because they can carry rabies and they could bite and you could get rabies from them. So if you think they're cute, don't be picking them up because then you may have to get a rabies series of shots. And from what I hear, that's not too good. So, all right, let's get started on this before we're too long on it. But bats are interesting. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. And that brilliant designer is God. I was thinking, Jared, about those sound waves on there. That's one of the things we're dealing with in the tech room, of trying to control how sound waves are going to affect that and to get the very best sound in there that we can get. And you think how that bat is designed, and evolutionists try to get us to believe, oh, that just happened. It just happened that way, all these things. No way. Okay, that is the one from the church email. iCloud. Okay. I'm not sure if I can get that up on here. I usually don't get to that, Jared, as far as I know, to get in it. So I would go on the internet to get that. I should be able to get. Right there it is. Tom and I were up here today, so Jared's got the picture up there at that. We worked on a few podcasts, so.
The podcast, your welcome message is embedded in the page now. It's up at the top.
First of all,
this goes on for about, I think it's about 20 minutes long, so just want to play a little bit of that. You heard about four minutes, 43 seconds of it. But that's something we'll have on the website, trying to encourage people to give us a try and give a visit here. So we hope we get some from that. So we're looking forward to that. And we talk a little bit about, it's something we probably ought to talk in Bible classes about, is I think we do a good job here when someone new comes to make them feel at home. We want to keep doing that and keep that in our minds. So that's some of the things we're doing. We hope that encourages people to come in and learn about God. And then the whole purpose is what Chuck talked about in his lesson tonight, saving people's souls through the gospel. Okay, we're running over, so I need to get going on this. So, Tom, are you able to lead tonight? Do you feel goodness you're going to be able to do that? Okay, if you have trouble, just stop and I'll finish.
Well, I can do that Sunday.
Okay. All right, I'll try to keep my voice enough to do that. Do we have everyone we need for the service? Have we checked to make sure everyone, the prayers and everything, everybody knows what they have? Okay.
Please turn to 308. 308, please. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Teach me faith and, I'm sorry, my head himself. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful word of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Please stand for prayer.
Almighty Father, we thank you so much for sparing our lives today. We thank you for us being together tonight as your people. Help this congregation grow with Bible study. Help our website and everything starting to get on now to further, and we pray that if people hear it and want to come and hear the word and study and learn and obey the gospel. Help us as your church do our best. Help us love one another, support one another, and help each other. God, be with all the sick, so many in the prayer list. We pray you'll be with them. Help them get well again and back to us. Father, forgive us of our sins when we fall short and say and do things not right. We ask you to forgive us. If there's anyone here tonight who needs to obey the gospel, be buried in water and baptism before it's too late, we pray they'll come forth. Or needs prayers, please come forth. God, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Be seated.
I think most everyone here is a Christian, so I won't take too much time on the gospel since what we've seen tonight and everything on that. But there are times that there's things in our lives that we need prayers, whatever the reason would be, or if we need to repent of something that's going on in your life, that we can pray for that. So we want to make sure that's an opportunity not now and really at other times as well. So if you will, please stand and we'll sing the song that Tom selected.
261, please. We'll sing the first and last verse. Come we that love the Lord and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne, and thrust surround the throne. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Just going to hit on a couple announcements from Sunday. The upcoming service changes. November 26th, Bible study on Tuesday night before Thanksgiving. December 26th, Bible study on Thursday night after Christmas. On December 31st, Tuesday evening will be our New Year's potluck, and our New Year's Eve potluck, I should say, with the devotional and songs. There'll be no Bible class on Wednesday. Is there anything else that needs to be announced? Lots of sick people. Nice to see Maria and Mason back tonight. And anything else?
I'd like to say that I appreciate you staying on this. You ran over and tried not to do that very much. I do appreciate that. I know many of you, your day isn't over right now, so you've got things to do. I might say we were here from 1 o'clock to, what was it, talking about 4, was it?
Probably.
Today, working on podcasts and things. We don't know how this will work out. We're doing everything we can to try to get people to come to church. That's what the podcasts are about. So we hope that works. And when they come, we've got to be here and make this an inviting place to be ready to teach. So I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Collins family, the little boy that was killed on there.
Yes. Young man killed on a ATV accident last night. Keep the Collins family in your prayers and thoughts. Tragic accident. We'll be dismissed by prayer.
Dear God in heaven, we humbly come together thanking you for the opportunity to be able to come before you, study your word, and sing these songs unto you. God, we ask you to be with those mentioned on the prayer list. There are many sick and not doing well. Please be with them during their challenging times. Provide comfort and healing. God, we ask you to be with us as we go our separate ways, so that we're able to apply what we learn from our Bible lessons to our lives to become better Christians and better examples within the community to help your church grow. All these things we ask you is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.